Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel.
We praise Thee, O God, our Redeemer, Creator. In grateful devotion, our tribute we bring. We lay it before Thee. We kneel and adore Thee. We bless Thy holy name. Glad praises we sing. Reading from John chapter 3, the new birth. I'd like to deal with this one more time, and all that Christ taught here to Nicodemus and to us. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, and so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Let's give thanks for these words, and pray that we will have the new birth, by which we can see the kingdom, by which we can see that which Christ here describes, giving us the message of the new birth, giving us the message of the gospel, giving us the message that calls us to repentance, and gives us the message that is the answer in the last verse we read. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life, who alone has paid the awful price on the cross, becoming a curse for us, bearing thy wrath upon the cross, and shedding his blood in our stead, dying for us. And we pray that we might know that gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again according to the Scriptures. We give thanks for the Scriptures, every part of it, particularly this part here, that tells us what we must have and also what we must do. And we pray that we might have that which is necessary for us to move us, and then that we might do and be hearers of the word and doers of it. We pray, Father, for thy Spirit to work mightily to revive the church, that this might be taught in truth, that we might endure again sound doctrine, that we may have in the church a reviving and a return to thee, that the church will be once more a salt and a light in our homes, to our schools, to our nation, and to the world. We pray, Father, for these spiritual blessings first. We also give thanks for the temporal blessings that we have, particularly in our area, so many more than many others that are suffering. We pray for those suffering in war and persecution, those under the hand of the Islamic, and those, Father, that are suffering for righteousness' sake, the homeless, the hungry, all these calamities that are there. We pray for thy mercy on them. And we pray, Father, again, especially, that there might be the revival that will cause many to seek first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, with a promise that all these things will be added. And we pray for both the reviving in the church and in the home. And we pray especially for the children in the broken homes, that thou would lead them to thy word. We pray for the sick, that they might experience healing through thee, Lord Jesus, the great physician of both body and soul, in whose name we give thanks. Amen. As we look at this here and think of it again, coming to the end of our study of it, possibly, we need to see that this is something that is needed for each one of us. Everyone has to be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except we be born of water and the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. First of all, opens our eyes to the blindness that we're in, that we do not see the kingdom. We only see the things of this life. We hate the things of the kingdom, as Christ spoke of, Father, saying, everyone that does evil hates the light. Christ is the light of the kingdom. And we did see that plainly. We have touched much on the earlier part. Again, there's much that we probably missed, but the new birth is there, the gospel is there, and then the describing our sin is there very plainly. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. That's you and me, both men and women, children also. Then describing it further, verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. What a terrible thing to be left there, to be left doing evil and hating the light. And if God would leave us, that's exactly what would happen. We'd stay there. But God can give us the new birth. He can give us that which brings about a change. John Bunyan described it this way. He says, I'll give you a clear description under the similitude. A child, before he be born in the world, is in the dark dungeon of its mother's womb. So a child of God, before he be born again, is in the dark dungeon of sin, and sees nothing of the kingdom of God. Therefore it is called the new birth. The same soul has a love one way in the carnal condition, and another way when it is born again. And then his second similitude is, it is compared to a birth resembling the child in his mother's womb, so it is compared to a man being raised out of the grave to be born again, to be raised out of the grave of sin. And then he also speaks of the result of it. A child, you know, is incident to cry as soon as it comes into the world, for if there be no noise, they say it is dead. You that are born of God and Christians, if you be not criers, there is no spiritual life in you. If you be born of God, you are the crying ones. As soon as he raised you out of the dark dungeon of sin, you cannot but cry, God, what must I do to be saved? As soon as ever God had touched the jailer, he cried out, men and brethren, what must I do to be saved? That is the picture. Picture of the child and the mother's womb in the dark. The mother brings it out. The child is born of the mother. And that's what we must see. When we think of one of the scriptures that point to this, John chapter 1, where we read, to as many as received Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Then it shows in the next verse what brings about the receiving or the believing, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We must be born of God to come to Christ. Christ said, as recorded in John chapter 6, it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God, and those that are taught of God come to Christ. So no one can come to God except through Christ, and no one will come to Christ except God teaches and God draws by his Spirit, giving the new birth, but also giving the teaching of the Word. The new birth is described basically in two ways. One is by what the Spirit does, and the other is what the Word does. And we need to see both take place in every time that there is the new birth and there is a child born in the kingdom of God. James describes it this way in the first chapter of James. Chapter 1, we read in verse 18, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. God works the word in us in power, like he did in Thessalonica. Paul wrote to them and said, we came not in word only, but in power. So it was the word and the Spirit. And then also, we read further in James chapter 1, this instruction, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. We are saved by being born again. We are saved by hearing and believing the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All of that is God's way that he plans, he predestines, he chooses, he calls. And we need to see that when we experience these things rightly, first of all, by what the Spirit does to make us see, and then the Spirit also makes us hear. When Paul preached to Lydia, we read he opened her heart so that she gave heed to all that Paul spake. And that is the necessity. It must be spoken, but it must be the heart prepared so we will listen to the word and not refuse it. We have here the gospel given that must be heard and believed. Christ described it in those two ways, one in type, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That was the shadow, that was the type, that was the way God taught Israel, both by the sacrifices and by the message. And then the way, plainly, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Then the sad message of sin. God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but to save it. Christ also speaks of the condemnation that is there. Sadly, he came to die. But he died because we hated. He died because we refused. He died because when he spoke the word, it caused sinners to hate him instead of be thankful for the message. He gives the message here that naturally we hate, but spiritually we can be subject to it and submit to it. The message is, this is the condemnation, that light has come in the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. If you haven't repented of that before, as we've spoken of at different times in these last weeks, it's time to repent now. As God said by the pen of the psalmist and repeated by Paul in his letter to the Hebrews, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't harden it against Christ when he says, everyone that does evil hates the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. We don't want to listen to what Christ tells us as a prophet. And if we don't listen to him, as Peter said and recorded in Acts chapter 3, we will be cut off from his people. We will be not part of his body. We must hear his word as it condemns us. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. Men hate the light and love darkness. How terrible. Isaiah says, there was no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. That was the prophecy, and that was fulfilled when Christ was here on earth, and it will continue to be fulfilled today. But when God gives us the new birth, when God gives us his word in truth and power, his whole counsel, as Paul said, I shun not to declare the whole counsel of God. That is repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the end of it will be, as we read here in this last verse of Christ's word to Nicodemus, his last word at this particular time to us as well, verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, they are wrought in God. It actually takes us back to the beginning of what Christ said to Nicodemus. We must be born of God. We must be born of God's Spirit. If we are, then we will do truth. Christ is himself the way, the truth, and the life. And every word that he spake was truth. Every word here to Nicodemus and us is truth. The need of being born again is truth. The blessing of the gospel is truth. And then the picture of us, of loving darkness and hating the light, is truth. Truth. Christ says, he that doeth truth, he that cometh to hear the gospel, he that cometh to believe our guilt, our hatred, our loving darkness, will then know the need of Christ and will come to Christ. Christ pictures it as recorded in John chapter 8, where we read, he said to those who believed on him, they believed on him when they heard some of his words, but they did not believe the whole truth. He said to them, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. To show here that they didn't believe the whole word, they answered him, we are Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. So they had to continue in that word to hear the way of repentance. They had heard Christ speak that he would be lifted up, And when they heard those words, they believed him. But they did not want to believe who they were as sinners. They did not want to believe their blindness. They said, we were in bondage. Christ said, the gospel will make you free if you continue in the whole word. Oh, how we need that today. We have divisions in the church because we don't believe the whole word. We don't believe it rightly together, and we must. We must believe together that we are sinners. And if we believe together that we are sinners as we are, we would be humbled and not proud. Then we could accept one another. Then we could accept God's whole message together. And what a blessing that would be. Instead of all the divisions that we see and all the pride, we would see humbleness. We would see in our terrible situation in our country, we read the words of the song, we praise thee, O God, our Redeemer, Creator. Then we would be humbled and recognize God as Creator and Lawgiver. And we wouldn't continue in all the terrible sins. We would together repent and together seek the way of the Lord. And how we need to do that for the church, the home, and the nation. That's another subject, but it's part of the whole subject that needs to be done and will be done if we are born again, if we repent, if we believe the gospel, and if we obey the gospel. But coming back to what Christ said to those to believe some of his words, and he said to those which did believe on him that they must continue, and that's what we must do. We must continue in the word. We must believe the whole word, the whole message, and never turn away from it. I know the time in my life when I turned away from part of the word, I wouldn't believe it all. I even made the statement of something that was in Scripture but ought not to be preached. The one I said it to said, you're thinking. We got to talk. But I wasn't thinking right. I rushed to the Scripture to my own destruction. And if God would have left me there, how terrible it would have been. He brought me face to face with those words he gave to Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And I thought, what does that mean? Some people say this, and some people say that. Some people say you got to do this to be born again, and others say God must do it to be born again. And I couldn't understand really how to believe that verse. But then the question came, am I born again? And the answer was no, I was not born again. I had to be, and God convicted me and then taught me and thankfully brought me to this place at the end of this message here. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. When we do truth in repentance, Christ is the truth. He said that to Pilate when Pilate had him before him. Pilate said to Christ, art thou a king? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And so as Christ is saying here in the end of this message, he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Christ said to Pilate, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Do we hear today the need of the new birth, the gospel, the call to repentance? Then the truth that we will come rightly to Christ. We will come, as God said, thy people will be willing in the day of thy power. God said to Christ, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Paul was made a footstool, and he asked, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Here we have it. Christ said in part of his message, I am the light of the world. Whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. He also said, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. A little while. How long will we have God's word freely in our country? We have already denied him as creator. That has put us in the darkness. It has put us in foolishness. And the next step, as Paul writes of it in Romans chapter 1, is given over to a reprobate mind. Christ says, while you have the light, walk in the light. And listen to this wonderful statement. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light, while Christ is still calling us. Oh, listen to him, that you may be children of light, that you may believe in him. As he said here to Nicodemus and to us, he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, they are wrought and gone. I think I quoted John 6 already, but I'll repeat it. It is written in the prophets, they will be taught of God, and everyone that is taught of God cometh to Christ. We have here this word written by John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, coming from God and coming from Christ. It has come so we might hear the truth, the whole truth, then continue in the truth till the truth sets us free, till the truth brings us to Christ, as Christ said to those recorded there in John chapter 8, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Christ is the light that we have hated, but the light that we do need. Here he says, he that doeth truth cometh to the light, no longer hating it, but coming to it in repentance, coming to it in need, coming to it as a little child, as John Bunyan described it. A child, you know, is incident to cry as soon as it comes in the world. For if there be no noise, they say it's dead. If you are born of God and Christians, if you are not criers, there's no spiritual life in you. We must come like the publican did. God be merciful to me, a sinner. We must come like the Philippian jailer. Ask what we must do to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And then we read with it. Paul spoke to him and to all of his word, the complete message. And we have it here from Christ as we need it. Do we believe it? Have we repented as we should to hear this word rightly in faith in God that he's there, that there's his kingdom because of the new birth? Then faith in Christ as God giving him, like Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, and then Christ's words to us, calling us to repentance and calling us to himself, Christ, the light of the world. I need him. I need more of him. You need him. We all need more of him. We need it in the church so much to take us out of darkness, bring us into the light, bring us so that we will again be the salt and the light in the world, to our homes and to our nation. Pray for it. We worship thee, O God of our fathers. We bless thee. Through life's storm and tempest, our guide hast thou been. When perils o'ertake us, escape thou wilt make us. And with thy help, O Lord, our battles we win. With voices united, our praises we offer. To thee, great Jehovah, glad anthems we raise. Thy strong arm will guide us. Our God is beside us. To thee, our great Redeemer, for'er be praise.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, visit their website at calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship, sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord.